Good afternoon. My name is Adelia Huang. I am a hearings officer, and this is case number 1180199 regarding a towing of a vehicle. The appellant is Ronald Collins. The time right now is 1:18. It is Tuesday, October 16th, 2018, and it looks like we may have an appellant. Are you Ronald Collins?
Yes.
Okay. So I imagine you just got here.
Yes.
No worries. I just went on the record. And did you pick up some information at the window?
Nothing open out there.
Okay. I'm going to pause the recording and then have you pick up a packet of information at the front window. Just ring the bell and they'll give you the city's information. When they and then I'll give you like 10 minutes to go over it because I want you to read what they submitted, and then we'll talk about, we'll have a hearing. Does that sound okay?
It's not the same thing I got here?
No, it's additional information. Okay, so pause the record. Okay. So we're back on the record, Mr. Collins. My name is Adelia Huang. I'm a hearings officer, and I'm going to be making a decision as to whether or not the tow of your vehicle is either valid or invalid. Those are the two options that I have for today's hearing, and I may have a decision for you today, or I may decide to wait and hold off until I have a little bit more time, and I will let you know by sending you a written decision. Either way, I will send you a written decision, and that'll be your copy of the outcome is of the hearing. So I want to let you know that I do not work for the Bureau of Transportation, and I say that because it looks like the Abandoned Autos Division of PBOT, the Bureau of Transportation, they were the ones that ordered the tow of your vehicle. I have no personal stake in the outcome of your case, and I have to simply apply the city code and laws and any other like state laws that apply to whether or not the person who ordered your tow, whether or not they followed the correct laws when they ordered the tow. So that's pretty much the standard that I have to use when I make a decision. It's either a yes or no answer. It's either valid, and if it's valid, unfortunately, you would be liable for the towing and storage costs that it looks like you already paid. You would still remain liable for those. Or if it's invalid, I would say that you would not be liable for those costs associated with the tow and storage, and then I would order that a reimbursement check be issued to you from the city. I can't go down the middle and split or reduce any costs. Unfortunately, the city code tells me that those are my only two options. So today, I wanted to make sure that you had some time to go over what the city submitted, because for the record, they are not here, but attendance at today's hearing is not required. But it is good that you're here because you can tell me in person why you're disputing the tow of your vehicle. Before we get to that part where I take your testimony and you tell me about why you're disputing the tow, I just have to go over a couple of housekeeping things. And the first thing I want to do is make sure that we have your information down correctly. So if you look at that packet you received at the window, and on the first page there's a blue bar, did we write your name correctly?
Yes.
Okay. And then did you happen to receive a copy of a Statement of Rights and Procedures, tow
yes.
hearing Statement of Rights?
Yes.
Do you need some additional time to read that?
I already read it.
Okay.
She just had me read it.
Do you have any questions about
no,
your rights?
I do not.
Okay. So one of the things I want to mention is that the recording of today's hearing will be made a formal part of the record, and the record also includes any documents, and we'll talk about those documents in just one moment. But the reason why I'm making an issue about the recording is that my office, the hearings office, will upload a copy of the recording to our hearings office website so that you can access it from home if you need to, and we'll do that in a couple days. However, sometimes folks tell me that they don't want the hearing recording to be put up online because they don't know who else could access it on the internet. So do you have any concerns about the audio being put up online? I'm sorry, could you speak
no.
up? Okay.
No.
Okay. So I need to make sure that we also have a good mailing address for you, because that's where I'm going to be mailing
that's
a copy
fine.
Of your order.
Okay.
Did you receive any mail from us?
I don't know who you are.
The hearings office. So it would have
no.
been a notice of hearing.
No. Yes. I'm sorry. Yes.
Okay. So you got something letting you know about
yes.
today's proceeding. Great.
Yes.
Okay. That's the same address I'm going to use to mail you a decision. So do you have any questions about how I'm going to be making a decision today?
No.
Okay. I did do want to say, because it's very important to note, that my decision as to whether or not the tow is valid or not, unfortunately, will not have anything to do with fairness. And the reason why I say that is oftentimes a lot of folks who dispute the tow of their vehicles will tell me about how it's impacted them and how it's unfair. While I can understand and recognize and even, you know, realize that it is an unfair situation, I can't use that as the basis for saying it's an invalid tow. I have to simply apply the laws and rules, yeah. Mostly city code.
Yep, yeah. No problem.
Okay. At this time, I will swear you in. Please raise your right hand.
I don't swear.
Okay, or I'm affirm.
Christian, I'll affirm.
Can you affirm? Thank
yes.
you. Do you affirm that the testimony you will give shall be the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. Go ahead, Mr. Collins. Tell me why you believe the person who ordered the tow may not have followed the correct laws and rules.
Well, I can tell you the last time I saw the car, it was in front of my house. It was July 3rd. I have two cars, so when I pulled out, I visibly saw the car there. The car was on the flat on the front passenger side. There was a flat. The people have actually changed the tire. I don't know who was that interested in still. Anyway, but July 4th, I came home. I went and visited a friend in at the hospital, and I got home, and the car was no longer there. There was a different car parked in that spot. So I called the police. I filed a stolen vehicle report. The case number is 18-224-529. I filed that report. The officer took the report, and the officer told me if I located the car, don't touch it. Call the police. It's evidence or whatever. And you know, at this point. And so, I went about my business for the next couple months, and I received a call. I received a call on the morning, or maybe afternoon, early afternoon of 9, which would be September 19, 18, from Sergeant's Towing. Or no, it was from the police department. It was an unregistered number, so I can't tell you what division it was. But anyway, they told me they found my car, you know, and it was at Sergeant's Towing. And they told me that I needed to contact them to get the vehicle back. I got on Google, Googled Sergeant's Towing, and inquired about my car. They had it indeed. They had it at 12175 North, whatever that street was, Portland Road or something of that sort. And so I took off to go get the car. The place was like 11 minutes from my house. I went, and then they told me that there was a cost of $200-some-odd to get the car out. I paid the cost. The car was, they had damaged the ignition so it wouldn't start. They helped me push it outside the gate, or they pulled it something. Anyway, we got it outside the gate. You have to forgive me, I had a stroke, and I'm having some short-term memory problems. But anyway, we got it outside the gate. Couldn't start the car, so I'm calling I'm trying to figure out. I have AAA, so I'm having it towed back to my house, or I'm evaluating the situation. I went to a mechanic to see how much it would cost to get that ignition repaired, so I could have it towed to the mechanic. Found out that it was really more than I wanted to pay on the car. Plus, they had trashed the car. Car was completely trashed. It was cigarette packs, marijuana containers. The hood was up. I don't know what they did under the hood. So I wasn't really at this point willing to put any more money into the car. So I went online and found a place that bought cars, you know, in that condition. And I just sold it. They came and picked the car up and bought it. But anyway, the reason I believe that the car should not have been towed, I should have. I've been on the police on their auto theft website, and on the website it states that the individual has 30 minutes. The person would be contacted when the car was found, and then they had 30 minutes to pick the car up before being towed. I was never given 30 minutes. I was never given a call. The car is on a hot sheet. It's known stolen. I called some central tow company number, which I called, and they had no record. This is when it first got stolen. They had no record of the car, but they have access to this hot sheet and what's hot and what's not. But nobody ever gave me 30 minutes to come get my car. They actually towed my car further from my house than where it was found. It was only found like 9 minutes from my house. But I should have had 30 minutes. If they'd have called me, I mean, they called me a couple hours later and told me my car was at Sergeant's. They had towed it that morning. Well, they could have called me and told me to come get my car, and I would have came and got it. That's my defense. I should have had, and that, again, that's on the police auto theft website, is that a person, when the car is stolen, they are going to be contacted, and they have 30 minutes to come get their car, and I was able to do that.
Okay. One of the things that I think is important for me to take a look at with your permission is I would like to see that website and compare it in context with the rules, because I, under city code, there are certain situations where folks, the police bureau or whoever, can order a tow without giving any prior notice. But if they're telling people, or maybe they changed their policy and I didn't know, if they're telling people that they're going to give you 30 minutes, then I want to figure out exactly what they're telling people, and I can take that into consideration. Would it be okay if I looked at their website find that information?
No,
and you said it was on their auto theft website?
Yeah, I just Googled Portland Police Auto Theft Division or something of that sort. Just auto theft and Portland Police.
Okay. So I want to take a look at that before I make a decision, because it's important for me to know that information.
I actually talked to them that day that it was recovered about that. So, yeah, okay. They're familiar with that.
Great. All right. So is there anything you want to tell me about this paperwork that they sent in? It sounds like you probably don't have a whole lot of information about why they actually towed. It looks like...
Well, nobody towed it. It was parked in the place it wasn't supposed to be, but I didn't park the car there. The car was stolen.
Got it.
I'm the victim. I'm not the person that you know parked the car there. The car was, you know, I gave you a police case number. The car was reported stolen at the date that they found it. I did not park the car there. My car was at my house minding its own business.
Okay.
How we get our cars stolen, that's one violation. Then there was a parking ticket on the car. You know, I got to deal with that. The car is paid for. Now I have a tow company that tows my car and ransoms it back to me. Who does that? As a citizen of the United States of Portland, I don't find your property and then ransom it back to you. If they towed it, a tow costs like, what, $40, $50, $70. Hey, let's, you know, give them the benefit of the doubt. You did a good thing. Let's reimburse you. But to charge people hundreds of dollars to get their property back, that's not fair at all. That's just
right,
ridiculous.
Especially when your car was stolen.
Right, and especially when I'm the victim. You know, now I got to go to hearings and all this. I got to deal with parking permits on the car. I was in good standing. I was in totally right standing. I bought the car. It was insured. You know, the tags are correct. They didn't tow it because of bad tags or anything like that.
Well,
they towed it because somebody stole the car and they parked it wherever they wanted to park it. I don't have any control over that.
Well, they said that that this parking officer towed it because the vehicle had a rear right flat tire and was inoperative. And so it sounds like what I'm reading from their information is they treated it as what is considered an abandoned automobile,
right,
because it was inoperative with a flat tire.
Exactly. It was on a flat they did get it on a flat. You know, like I said, it was on flat when they stole it. They changed the tire. They took the spare out and changed it. I don't know what their motive was, but, yeah, it was on the flat when I received it.
Okay. And then they're saying something. The reason why I have to ask all these questions is I got to go through each step to see if that parking officer followed the law. And so I got to look at each particular step. And so when a vehicle's inoperative and the city's saying it's an abandoned vehicle, I got to see, did they warn the vehicle, put a green sticker on it? And because you were not there and you didn't park it there, I'm I'm thinking you probably don't know if they put a green sticker on, do you?
There wasn't one on the car when I saw it. There was no green sticker. Evidently, I mean, this is ridiculous. Whoever stole the car, I guess is the person, they actually wrote a letter on an envelope, said, don't tow the car, I'll be back for it, and put it in the window. But there was definitely no green sticker on it. There was a citation, a parking citation on the car.
Okay.
But either or, whether it was on a flat, not on a flat, the car, again, the car is reported stolen, so it's on the hot sheet. Anybody in the city tow company that came across that car and looked it up, or, you know, they should have known the car was stolen. They should have called the police, and the police could have called me to get my car. They called me to come get, for me to come pay them hundreds of dollars. Well, they could have called the police and reported. If I can't touch it, the police tell me when I file a report, don't touch the car if you see it. Then what business do they have touching it? Hmm. It's stolen property. It's a stolen vehicle. Nobody should be touching it. There's evidence, there's fingerprints or whatever, you know, they can go through to figure out who stole this car, but I don't see how anybody has a right to touch the car if I don't have a right to touch the car and I own the car.
Got it. Okay. Well, those are all the questions I have for you. Is there anything else you want to tell me before I close the hearing?
No, that's pretty straightforward. I just believe that my car should have been contacted. Come get my car.
So I will take some time and it's like kind of absorb everything you're telling me, review all the documents and look at the law and that website and look at some police policies before I make a decision. And I'll let you know what my decision is by mail. So it's a good thing I verified your address. I do want to encourage you to take a brochure that we have at the table before you leave today. And it's for the ombudsman.
It's for the what?
The ombudsman. Basically, it's just that this office in the auditor's office that will receive, you can file a complaint with them about how the tow went down and let them know about how this has impacted you. And I always encourage folks to make their voice be known when a city process has negatively affected a person in a way that may be unfair or...
I thought I just did that.
This is just an alternative way of letting the city know that there's a problem with a process. Because I can't change process. I can only make a decision in your case, but the ombudsman has a little bit more power to change, possibly encourage changing of the process so that other people.
I don't even understand what you're saying. I don't even understand.
Do you think you could hand him that brochure that's on the table?
I understand.
For citizens to contact someone who has a little bit more authority to make bigger policy changes. And I like to tell people to think about contacting them because if there's a policy problem that's affecting you, chances are it's affecting a lot of other people. So
there's actually a website that I also encountered, and it's just testimony after testimony of people complaining about their cars being towed, you know, stolen cars. Being told to towing companies, and they've been ransomed back to them. There's a whole slew of people. I'm not the first.
Right.
This is a cry that's out there in the city, and people not understanding why they're being charged hundreds of dollars to get their property back.
It's a big problem. The stolen vehicles.
I will probably.
Okay.
Do that.
I appreciate you considering that. I'll get my decision out to you as quickly as I can, probably in about 2 weeks. Okay.
Okay.
All right, no, Mr. Collins, thank you very much for taking the time to be here. I'm sorry that you had to come here under such circumstances.
Right.
But I'll make the best decision I can according to the laws and rules, and I'll get that to you as quickly as possible.
Yeah, thanks for hearing me. You know, I just had a knee replacement. I mean, it's just off the record. But, yeah, I just had a knee replacement 3 weeks ago, so I'm barely walking. You know,
It sounds like it took a lot for you to be here today.
Glad it wasn't. I thought it was at the courthouse, you know, and I'm glad it wasn't, you know, away from all that, going through metal detectors, and of course I can't go through them anymore without being, you know, frisked anyway, but okay.
All right, well, best of luck to you.
Thanks for
and take care.
All right, thank you.